Hello, this is Felice Mueller with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of the Kara and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Councilmember Eddie Morales, running for U.S. House of Representatives, Oregon District 3, which in Multnomah County covers virtually all of the county east of the Willamette River, except the Central East Side. Welcome, Councilmember Morales.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Felice, and to the League of Women Voters for putting this forum on.
Our pleasure. Please tell us a little about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, my story really starts off with my mother, who came to this country in the trunk of a car, and my eight siblings who came to this country in the backseat of strangers' cars. When I was six, after being born in Los Angeles, my mother moved us to Oregon to escape domestic violence. Both times she did that sacrifice because she wanted us to be safe and she wanted us to have a better opportunity. In Oregon, I had the opportunity to become the first in my family to graduate high school and the first to go to college. And in Oregon, I also lost a brother to gun violence and then later another brother to gun violence in Mexico. I've also lost a sister to opioid addiction 4 years ago after she injured herself at work and blew out her shoulder and was prescribed opioids. My mother went back to be with my dying grandmother when I went off to the University of Oregon, and she overstayed her time there and was given a 10-year ban and ultimately died 3 months before she was allowed back into this country. These are the biggest motivators for me of why I get up every day and work, and why I've committed the last 25 years of my life to organizing to make the lives of people better. And, you know, the things that happen to me are public policy failures that I don't want for anyone in our community or anyone to have to experience. After the University of Oregon, I moved to Washington, D.C., where I got a chance to work on the Affordable Care Act, as well as the DREAM Act. And after my mother's passing, I ended up moving back to Oregon and to Gresham, where my husband was born and raised. And there, I decided to run for city council, and I've been serving for about 6 years now. And what motivated me to run for city council was that in 2016, you know, I realized that like my librarian was homeless, and it was because we didn't have protection for renters. I also, after the election of Donald Trump, realized that a lot of people in our community were being tormented for being undocumented, a couple of people harassed and picked up actually outside of the bank while cashing their check. That led me to run for city council and to start organizing my community. And on the council, I've really done a lot to increase affordable housing. And I've created multi-generational housing and housing that was created for and by people with disabilities. I've also done quite a bit to reduce violence and gun violence in our community by tackling the problem upstream and doing preventative and opportunity work with our communities. And we've seen gun violence decrease. When this position came open, my community asked that I run for this position in Congress, because what I've been doing nationally, what I've done in these county, is something that would benefit all of the district, all of Oregon, and all of the country. And so I'm really proud for this opportunity to serve and continue serving after 25 years of this deep organizing work.
You are listening to the Video Voter Guide interview and podcast of Eddie Morales, who is running for U.S. House of Representatives, Oregon District 3. Eddie, what changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change?
Yeah, you know, A few years ago, the hottest place on this planet was here on the east side of this district in the city of Gresham. And in our area, we've lost over 100 people to that heat dome. A couple months ago, we also had the winter storms, and a lot of people in our community were left without power, and we also had deaths because of it. I've been working here in Gresham and Eastside to expand our tree canopy, as well as to figure out ways that we can move homes to heat pumps that from gas burning or wood burning stoves and furnaces, all with the fact of trying to make sure that our communities are safe and that we're also mitigating the impact on climate change. I think, when I think of climate change and what we can do federally and the Green New Deal, I think of this as an opportunity to hit reset on structures and systems in our country that can help address equity issues for women, for people of color, by providing good paying opportunities and jobs while also mitigating the impact of climate change on these communities. And also to center workers and unions. As we're moving to this new economy, I think there's an opportunity to create good paying jobs and to help workers transition from into this new economy. And for me, I think the idea of centering frontline communities, centering workers is really, really going to be important as we move to clean and renewable energy. I also think that this is a great opportunity for us to update our electric grid, and to make infrastructure improvements that will benefit everyone in our community.
This will be the last question for you. What, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws?
Yeah, please. I shared with you a little bit about the fact that I've lost two brothers to gun violence. One of my brothers, I lost here in Oregon when he was playing at a park, and someone shot into a crowd and shot my brother in the head. Another brother of mine was murdered because someone stole his drill and his saw when he was leaving work as a carpenter. Both were senseless gun laws. I think we need to do more to ensure that anybody who has a gun has a license for a gun, which currently not the case. And anyone who sells guns has to go through the same process, whether you're doing it, online or you're doing it, at gun shows. Those need to be held to the same standards. And we need to close a lot of these loopholes that exist. We also need to make sure that assault rifles and magazines are limited and not available to people. And so there's a slew of policies, but I think, having experienced this firsthand, having done work on this issue in our state and nationally, I'm going to bring that perspective, the perspective of many families that have lost someone to gun violence, to the decision-making table.
Thank you, Councilmember Morales. This concludes our video voter's guide and podcast interview of Councilmember Eddie Morales, running for U.S. House of Representatives, Oregon District 3. Election Day is May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.